All right. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Good,
Hopefully
good.
we
Early
can
morning.
you said hello already, so hopefully in the future we'll say hello on the podcast. So it seems a little
Yeah,
more. I
exactly.
don't fake it, but that's all right. That's
Exactly.
you look
You're
good.
on the East Coast.
I am on the East Coast. I'm about as
Where are
far
you?
as on the East Coast as you can get.
Yeah.
We're right
And what?
in the We were right in the direct path of the eclipse.
Perfect. Yeah. A couple days ago.
Totality. Yeah, see the totality for about a few, just 30 seconds. Like if I had it gone like 50 kilometers north, I would have got to see it for like 4 minutes, but
That's great.
it's a once in a lifetime event. I didn't like driving, for 20 minutes. It seemed like a big effort, so.
Once or twice. I think I've seen at least three eclipses in my life.
Yes. I have two, and there's another one coming in 2045 to
Okay.
our area. But apparently, they happen like all the time. It's just they're over the ocean or they're over some, part of the world that North Americans don't care about. I don't know.
Awesome. Well, we have 20 years to figure things out until the next eclipse.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I mean, some people made a big deal about it. Too big a deal. I thought, like, I saw people went like Mexico.
Yeah.
Like a long way just to like watch it for a few minutes. I'm like, and they're like, oh, my life has changed. I'm like, well, I guess.
Well,
Guess it's
I guess that's a good segue. We understand that people have different priorities, things in life that they want to achieve. And so here we are. It's our first podcast of the Chivalrous Guys podcast. It's a bit of a tongue twister, but we like the philosophy. We talked about it. We've been thinking about this for quite a while. I kind of went through a few different options, but chivalry was something that sort of I was brought up with. My dad was kind of a chivalrous guy, and it's sort of a gentlemanly quality, I think. And when I looked up the dictionary definition, chivalrous guy is a guy who has qualities of courage, honor, courtesy, justice, and a readiness to help others. And I think that for both of us, our intention here is to try to help others.
Absolutely. Help
And
others and help ourselves a little bit,
absolutely, absolutely. Because really, that's one of the most important things. We've talked about that yesterday, just helping yourself to be a better person every day.
Yeah. And you were saying yesterday that we were talking more about me as usual, but if I can, how can I help others or love others until I figure that out for myself? So I think this will be a big one of the tools to do that. I think this will be a help,
Absolutely. And I think that when we, when we work on ourselves, we're able to show up for other people in the best possible way.
Yes, and I you read the dictionary version. I agree with everything I said, of course. That's the actual I also think a big part of it is loyalty. I think loyalty goes a long way. And I also
Absolutely.
believe that I also it's might not make sense, but I feel like you're either loyal forever or you were never loyal. Oh,
Really?
you can't say, oh, I was loyal to you for 20 years and then I broke your heart. No, then you were never loyal. Loyalty is forever, in my opinion. So anyway, that's just one
Yeah.
little part of it, I think.
I also just want to preface this by saying we are by no means experts. I have no formal training whatsoever.
You're not a doctor of chivalry?
I am not a doctor of chivalry. That would be a great course to take. I might consider taking it. I'd have to check out the overview of
Maybe it
of
doesn't
the program.
exist. Maybe we can start the course.
Maybe. Who knows where this will lead? And that's the
Watch
great thing.
watch 10 episodes of this and you're a doctor of chivalry. That's it.
Well, if we can get certification, that would be great. Plus,
I'll
we
send
would
you out
get
a piece. I'll send you out a piece of paper that says you're a doctor. No problem.
Will you? And
Oh, for sure. It'll be
I'm not sure if that's going to hold a ton of weight, but
good.
I will accept that. I will happily put that in a frame on my wall. So,
Yes, well, I might just do that. I might just do
okay.
that. You know what? Before we go too much further, why don't you tell me just your full name and where you live and, not your address, obviously, but, pick a little bit about yourself.
Giving the details. My full name is Christopher Hans Crocombe.
Christopher, what's your social security number?
No, yeah, it starts with a four and it ends
Okay,
with something. I can't.
I won't interrupt again, I promise.
No, it's okay. I mean, I'm very sort of logical when it comes to sort of describing myself. So I start from the beginning, but I'm not going to go through that. I was born in England. My dad's British. My mom is Swiss, thus the Hans. I was named after my uncle Hans. I grew up in England, kind of traveled a lot as a young kid, lived in New York, Los Angeles, Europe for a while. Eventually ended up in Canada, a place that I hold near and dear to my heart. I live in Ontario. I'm currently up on a project in Northern Ontario. That's why I'm wearing the Roots shirt. Like you, it's kind of, you have to wear Roots gear when you're in Northern Ontario. It's kind of obligatory, but I'm a landscape designer. I've been in sales most of my life. I've been in retail sales, corporate sales. And I think as a young man, one of the things about traveling a lot is that I developed, I don't want to call it a gift because that sounds a bit too much, but I became a good communicator and I like communicating with people. And that's always been part of my life. I like meeting new people. I like understanding different cultures. I like engaging with people. I like, just seeing how people experience life and how they think and how they act and how they, we all have our different paths in life. And mine has been, maybe a bumpy one at times. I've been married a couple of times and, I'm currently not married, but everything has brought me to this moment and I'm grateful for all of those things. And so, yeah, that's
Absolutely.
sort of, yeah, I'm 55 years old. I've been kind of the last few years on a, what I would call a bit of a spiritual journey. I've always, had some people in my life that have kind of helped me along with that. But this is kind of, I think, in a lot of ways, very therapeutic. I think for both of us, it's just something I'm happy to help others. I think that's kind of somewhat of my life's mission in retail. It's you help people. It's what you do. You kind of solve problems. And I think that's kind of like really the motivation for this podcast. And so I'm super excited. So
Yeah.
on why don't you tell us about yourself, Mr. Sean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And yeah, I think you're right about what we're trying to do with this podcast. It's and we know we'll say things that people won't agree with, and some people will agree with it, but I've listened to quite a few podcasts, and we've both been around a while, and that's just the way life is. I mean, it is what
Absolutely.
it is. We're gonna do our best. But my name is Sean Robert Pauley. My middle name is my dad's name. So I am 50. I would get this wrong. I'm 53.
Okay.
I was born in 1970. So I always know whatever the year is, that's how old I am. So 2024, I'm going to be 54. But my wife gets mad at me because I start saying I'm 54 as soon as New Year's Day hits. So I'm not 54 yet. Very
Gonna
soon.
help.
Very soon. We'll celebrate my birthday in a few weeks on the podcast, I'm sure.
Awesome.
I live in on the east coast of Canada. I'm in New Brunswick. Unlike my chivalrous friend here, I have gotten in my 53 years, I've got a grand total of 200 kilometers and back. I have gone absolutely nowhere. I live about 5 kilometers from where I was born.
Yeah, that's not entirely true. I've been to the Dominican Republic. So hold on a second.
Yeah, it's not so bad. When I was a kid, we moved around a little bit. We lived down in Nova Scotia for a bit in a couple of cities. But basically my life, my memory is right here in the greater Moncton area. I don't live right in Moncton, but close. And yeah, I've been a salesman literally my whole life. I worked in a warehouse during high school, but then I got my beautiful slash wife girlfriend pregnant when we were just kids. And I married her and I had to support us. I actually was good in school. I wanted to go to university. But I dealt myself a different hand, and I never looked back. Not disappointed about that. Love my wife. We've been married, I won't get it right, whatever 1989, and 35 years this year, I guess. We've been married, got two wonderful boys, and but you know that caused me to be need a job, so I went to work with my dad in sales, which you know we can talk about later on, but that's how I eventually met you. Because of that. So, I mean, that's a good thing right there. What maybe all that led to me meeting you. So,
That's great. Yeah.
yeah, I want to do this podcast to help people. I've always wanted to do a podcast. I think there's only five or six podcasts in the whole world. So probably what, number seven, number eight,
Yeah, I
five,
think there. Yeah, I mean, you
something.
know, it's funny that you say, as soon as you said I've always wanted to do a podcast, I'm thinking to myself, I don't even think podcasts existed 20 years ago.
Oh
So
no. I was born wanting to do a podcast. I didn't know what they were, but I came
you're the
out saying,
doctor of
"Mama, Papa, podcast."
the
Yeah, I've wanted to do one since podcasts. I say always. You're right. As soon as I said it, didn't sound right. I wanted to do a podcast for a couple of years. I listened to a lot of them. I'm interested in it. I think it's a great way to communicate. And let's face it, the internet and technology has allowed us to all do stuff like this.
Amazing.
We could have
Absolutely.
never done this. I can see you right now. You
Yeah. Yeah. It's
you
like,
told me that 20 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, right, that's James Bond stuff, that's Star Trek. That's never happened.
I mean, you and I grew up watching the Jetsons. They were doing things that we were like, there's no way. And now, you know, we're doing
We're
so.
doing them. Absolutely. So, it's great. It's great. And I think we will help a few people. I think we will get a bit of a following. I want to build the podcast to be more professional as we go. I do want to add some music and maybe we'll do some other things. But this is our first try. This is our first shot. We're just trying to get ourselves out there and going. And sometimes if you plan too long, it never happens. So I think it's a good thing.
It is.
We had talked about for this, as we move forward, I do want to really focus on the chivalry of the whole what the podcast is about. But I think to start, maybe we should talk a little bit about just a few questions to each other, just so people can kind of get a feel for us and who we are and what we're thinking and that kind of thing.
Yeah, let's put each other on the spot.
Sounds good. On the hot seat.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yes, I do.
All right, so my first question is, what is Sean Robert Pauley's best quality?
Oof.
Yeah.
There's so many.
So many. It's hard to
Hum
pick just one, isn't it?
hum humble, I would think.
Yeah.
I hate It's like when you ask people during an interview, well, I work too hard and I care too much and I give too much.
Yeah.
That's your bad part. My best quality. You know what? I'd like to say it's honesty, but we'll find out later. That's not always true. I'm going to say what. I didn't mean to do this, but I'm honestly think it's loyalty.
Loyalty.
Yeah. I think I'm loyal. I know I'm loyal to my family, to my wife, to my friends, sometimes to a fault, sometimes to my own detriment, I've been loyal. So I can say that one with, I think, yeah, 100% certainty it's loyalty. I'm sure there's people out in the world that go, yeah, that's not true, but I think it is. I can't think of too many cases where I'm not loyal.
You know yourself better than anyone else does. And the fact that you brought it up earlier on in the podcast when we were talking about the attributes of chivalrous guys, then now that I then asked that question and that you then said loyalty, I think that's amazing.
Yeah,
And you've
I
been a
agree.
loyal friend to me. We've been close ever since we met. We had a connection, we knew that. And I think that's a wonderful quality, and I would agree in spades that you are a very loyal person. So that's wonderful.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good. We're not doing this too often because I have a hard time taking calls.
Yes.
But I think we all do,
Well, you mentioned humility too, so there's obviously some of that in there too. So.
absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that was a great first question.
Yes.
Okay. My first question for you, I thought about this a little bit. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would you like that to be?
Well, I think it's actually probably easy, an easy question. This one, I just that I helped other people. You know,
Okay.
I think that in life, when you're kind of a selfish person, and I'm not, you know, I'm not pointing fingers at anyone or anything. But I think that when you live for yourself, it's an empty life. And I think that when you help others, it's very fulfilling. And I felt that throughout my career. I felt that in my relationships. I haven't always helped people. There's certainly been times where I've been selfish, no question about it. But I remember, you know, the joy in sort of certainly in my retail business, which was a farm and garden supplies business. Solving problems for people, you know, people coming in with things and helping them. It was just very rewarding. I have three stepsons. I feel like I helped them, you know, with our in our time together. I was I've coached soccer on and off for 20 plus years. I really enjoyed just helping kids, you know, feel good about themselves, improve their athleticism, improve their, you know, their skills. And you know, I am also in AA. I went through some addiction issues, and I just the joy in helping other people in meetings, just communication, that's really I find that incredibly rewarding. And so if there is a mark that I could leave, it would be to have helped others in my life.
Well, man, that's a great answer, and I agree with that. Not to throw back compliments, but I agree with that. And well, we're going to do this for a while, and we'll talk about this in later episodes. But you've helped me anytime.
Yeah, and the
Some of
same
them,
to
very
yourself.
big. So yeah,
Yes, I'm grateful for that.
me too. Thank God. Well,
Yes.
okay, that's great. Yes.
Right. My turn. Okay. Yeah, I mean this is kind of a follow-up. No, I'm gonna switch it. I'm gonna ask my number three question, and that is what is your greatest accomplishment? Crickets.
This podcast.
18 minutes in, he's done it. He's got
This
his
is
greatest
it.
accomplishment.
It's been a I've been a great life. This Lego rocket ship I built back here.
I love it.
Oh, this is gonna sound so corny and so cliche, but it's my family. It's my
Yeah,
family. It's
of course.
nothing else. It's not even like they're both first. It's my family. It's my wife and my kids.
That makes total
I
sense.
tell her this all the time, and I mean it. I don't know why she's with me. I don't know how I got so lucky to get her at 19 and keep her for 35 years. Like,
Yeah.
the world wanted her, and I got her and kept her. And then had two not just wonderful, smart, handsome boys. And listen, we've had a few issues. Come on, we're not perfect by any means, but
Sure.
you know, they're both married, great women. They have successful careers. They both now, as of just a couple of months ago, they both now own their own homes. I mean, I just couldn't be prouder. I mean, they're telling this generation they'll never own homes, and both my boys own homes. And you know what? I helped them along the way, but they did that on their own, man. I don't have any money. I didn't help them. They did it on their own.
Yeah.
And my family, if I've done anything, yeah, it's my family.
That's awesome. I kind of knew you'd say that, but I figured I'd ask the
Was a
question anyway.
test. If I'd said something else, culture. You know what
That's
your
it.
husband just said?
We're done.
Your husband just said it was his motorcycle. Oh, you're up. I'm up. You're up. I'm up to
Right.
give you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. This kind of goes with what I kind of said. I kind of have a theme going here.
Yeah.
But if you could somehow time travel, maybe we'll get to do that someday. Back
Yeah.
to see your 18-year-old self.
Yes.
What advice would you give him?
Well, that's a good one too. I think, I mean, just because of the time frame, I think it would have been kind of, maybe follow your educational dream. I kind of, there was a spot there where I was a little lost. I didn't, everyone was kind of going to university, and I knew that I should, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew kind of what my parents thought I should do, and I knew, all these things, but I wasn't really maybe mature enough or just focused enough to grasp exactly what it was that I wanted to do. And so I think that would probably be it, because I kind of, I wandered a bit for a few years in there. And, I don't look back at it and regret it. But there are, there would certainly be choices that I could have made that would have changed my life. But, as I'm here, this is exactly where I am. So I can't change that. But it would probably be just, be focused, and just kind of, work on your education. That's a real, that's a time where, you make some choices in life. Certainly to go to school or to kind of, really continue your education. And I really, high school was fine. I kind of, I got through it. I was smart enough that I could kind of not really study, but I didn't really kind of push myself at that point. And I guess it's just really because I wasn't really emotionally able to. And I don't blame anyone for that, but my advice would be, get a degree in something, even if you don't really know. And that's not for everybody. That's not to say that you have to go to school, but that would be my advice for myself for
You know
sure.
what? That is a fantastic answer. I agree with that. So I mine would definitely be along the same lines. And now the now the now it's because it's just a it's a it can't happen. It's a hypothetical. The problem is, like, I don't want to go back and say, Sean, go to university, because yes, I do want to say that, but I know if I did that, I wouldn't. It would have cost me what I have, my family and my kids. Now, I want to, but I'd like to say, I'd like to go back and tell my son that I'd like to tell myself to do all the same things except add this and, do this different. I ask that question for a reason, because I say it all the time. I said, oh, I say it to my wife all the time. I could just, my 18-year-old body and my in this brain, like, I wish I could just do a little different. I agree with your answer. I think it's a great answer. I wish I had degrees all the time, because how many doors get.
And look, I have a real affinity towards architecture, and I've always loved architecture. Having lived in Europe, I just really appreciated buildings, and that would have been my choice had I done it. But I met a guy last year who was an architect, and unfortunately he passed away shortly after I met him. But he said, "Look, Chris, like you're life's not over. You can still become an architect." And I've thought about it, and it may still happen. Who knows what the future holds? So,
Well, I want to
just
be a
be,
therapist.
yeah.
Maybe we can do it together. Maybe in 3 years
Absolutely.
we'll be talking about it. We're on our way. Who knows?
Just because I didn't do it when I was 18 doesn't mean I can't do it now. So that's the wonderful part about life.
Well,
So
the past doesn't equal the future, right?
exactly.
Okay. That's a great answer. Your turn.
Thank you. My final question is, what do you hope to accomplish from this podcast?
Billionaire, be a billionaire.
Billionaire, yeah, okay. I wonder how many billionaires there are from podcasts.
No, they're, but you know what? The really big ones, I couldn't get over the money they make. Not guys like us, but like Smartless, I think one of the biggest ones. And this is like three famous actors, and they said their podcast is by far their most lucrative thing they've ever done. Make it up.
Wow, no idea.
Surprised me. Yeah,
Yeah.
surprised me.
Yeah.
But from this podcast, I think my biggest thing is I want to use it as a bit of a self-therapy. I like talking to you. I like the idea of podcasting, and I like helping people. My my ultimate goal and my brain and mental state has now not allowed me to focus enough to do it. I want to be a therapist. Now, I've been offered roles as peer support and things like that, which I would love to do. I am also a former addict. I had an opiate addiction for 7 years, which I've been very open about. I mean, for 14 years, sorry, I've been 7 years clean.
Yeah.
And I've run support groups. I won a Community Star Award for it. It got stopped because of COVID. I'm actually trying to get it going again right now. I'm kind of just finalizing the space.
Amazing.
But my therapist was telling me that she said the only time you're happy or talk about being happy is when you are helping somebody.
Yeah.
I've been
Yeah.
in sales my whole life, but my boys are grown up. Listen, we have financial problems right now, my wife and I, we really do. And I know it scares her, scares me, but it's not like when I was young and I was worried about my kids eating, I did that. They're off, they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready for something else. I love my job. I'm not going to give up on sales by any means. I don't mean that. I'm good at my job. But I'm hoping that maybe in my later years, maybe I can be doing something a little bit different to put a few bucks on the table and then help people at the same time. I
That's
think if
amazing.
I was a billionaire, I would do it for nothing to tell you. I just, and you said
Absolutely.
it, there's nothing better. I've helped people that have literally told me I've helped save their lives, and it's like,
Yeah.
I've had mothers tell me like, oh my gosh, like, I mean, it's a feeling that I didn't know about until it happened.
Yeah.
I spoke at a, it was a suicide prevention big conference in Moncton, and someone asked me to go, and I spoke. I was scared to death. My wife and cousin and a few people were there for me, but there had to be 200 people there. And as I was finished my speech, I'm walking back and I look over and the whole crowd's standing up and clapping. And I'm like, what are they doing? I honestly didn't know it was for me until I sat down. And it was an amazing feeling. It was an amazing feeling.
That gives me good. You just telling
Yeah.
us amazing,
It
so
was
good.
wild.
That's great. You're a great
Definitely a
speaker.
highlight.
I've heard
Thank
you
you.
speak business, and it was the first thing that really drew me to you. You remember we were up at a retreat, a work retreat, and you gave a little speech.
Down the
I
little
can't.
bedroom.
Oh, what? Yeah,
We're
exactly.
yeah.
And right away I was like, man, this guy is awesome. Like he knows his stuff, and yeah, you have this certain charisma when you speak that I think people really, it's not just a charisma, but it's an honesty. And I think that people really feel that because you are very honest. And that is a real gift. And I know, look, I know we're not perfect. But you exude that when you speak, and that's a real gift. And I hope that you get opportunities to continue to do that because it's obvious that you do have a strong ability to help others for sure. So that's
I
great.
appreciate that. And I do want to do that. But you know what? Even in my current job as sales, I did a product knowledge session on Saturday this past week. And I got a bit of a little standing ovation from them. It was only like 8 or 9 people, but it felt good. It doesn't even matter the subject. I like talking to people. I do. I had a new friend one time told me up at the Toronto Furniture Show, said, Sean, you're such a raconteur. And I didn't know what that meant. I knew it was a band that like Jack Whitehead, but I didn't know it. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. And I'm like, I don't know. But I went and looked it up, and it was like it's like a storyteller. It's like a guy that can really hold a room with the story, and it made me feel good. I like it. Now, sometimes I get going and I look around the crowd and I'm like, oh, Sean, stop talking. Please stop. I'm talking way too much. Anyway.
I'm a bit of a linguist because I did take English literature at school, and the word raconteur comes from the word recount, to recount a tale, right?
Oh, interesting.
There
I
you
thought
go.
it was from raccoon or something. I didn't know what it was.
No,
Before.
no,
That's a
yeah.
well, I'm glad you're a linguist because I've been I had a few strokes. I'm not saying that I was ever better or not, but I've been struggling a little bit since that with words and language. But I've been working hard to learn a new word every day.
Good for you.
I lose it. And I used one the other day. I said zeitgeist. I'd never used zeitgeist before.
Like, wow, yeah.
Another one was now I'll forget. Anyway,
Okay.
I'll think of it. That's the problem. I think of a new word and I lose it. But oh, posterity. I used posterity for the first time. I was very
Awesome.
proud of those words.
Good.
Last question, because I know we're gonna, we don't want to go too far. All right, we had a little timer going, but we got a few minutes. But I know we've only got about 6 or 7 minutes until this Zoom thing runs out, so we're gonna get it going. The last question I have with you, kind of
First.
goofy. I know I like having coffee with you, but I thought if you could have a coffee, and I don't mean with a family member or anybody, but a coffee with a famous historical person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, oh I'm gonna go with the Dalai Lama.
Ooh, wow. I think that's the best answer, man. That is awesome. The
How's
Dalai
that?
Lama.
Yeah, I've read his book. I'm on a real spiritual journey right now. So for me to be able to talk to someone who lives in a really spiritual place, to someone who is an advocate of peace, of kindness, of lovingness, patience, tolerance, these things, they really appeal to me right now in my life. And so if I could get some insight from a person like that, that would be an incredible gift. I just feel like he's an individual that, I mean, he's known worldwide. It's not like you don't have to believe in religion or, but if you have any sense of spirituality, you know who the Dalai Lama is, right?
Absolutely.
And he's not famous because he's a movie star or because he's a billionaire or anything like that. He's not famous for his clothes or
Didn't
he's
even
just,
try to be famous. Wasn't didn't
he doesn't even
nothing
try
to
to
do
be,
with it.
he spreads love.
I think
And
that answer, your answer is not only great, it's blown me away because that wasn't my answer, but it is now.
is it?
It's, absolutely. I can't, I think the Dalai Lama would change your life. I think you'd feel like a different person when you left him. I really do.
I do too. I do too. I just feel like sitting in his presence. We wouldn't even have to talk. We could just like watch the sunrise or something and have a
Right.
coffee, and I would
I
be better.
agree.
It would just be like his vibration would bring my vibration up, and I just,
Absolutely.
right?
I was going to say Lee Majors, man, I was way off.
Like, yeah, I mean, the $6 million man's
He
pretty awesome, and he hung out with, I think he's very awesome, but
was my hero for a long time.
nothing wrong with that, my friend. He
No,
was.
I well, that's it for the questions. And we got about 4 minutes left, and so I like this. Today is not what our podcast is about, but I think it was a good start. I think it was a good start to get to know. Actually learned a couple things about you. I like Hans. You told me your middle name was Hans already, and I'd already forgotten. So I wrote it down. I'm gonna find a way to make a Hans and Franz joke sometime down the road. I'm sure you've heard them before.
Of course, I you up.
I had a bit of a day yesterday. You said, "Oh, you're looking." When we first logged on, you said you're looking neat and tidy today. Well, I was supposed to do a Zoom with my company yesterday that I work for. I looked, and I wear my hair fairly long. I looked in the mirror, and I thought, "Oh my gosh, Sean, you haven't been to the barber. You've got a mullet going." I didn't have time to go to the barber, and didn't. And I, for the first time in my whole life, I decided I was going to trim the back of my hair by myself.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I won't turn around. I
Got
really, really, really screwed it up. I got a few of my friends and family worried about my sanity.
Yeah.
I've got to head down today to see if I can get it fixed up. I think it's going to have to go up. But anyway, and then to wrap the story up, had a Zoom meeting last week with my company. I confused the times, and I canceled a hospital appointment yesterday. I cut my own hair. I got my suit and tie ready. They told us they didn't want us vaping on the meeting anymore, so I wasn't going to vape. I was going to be like, man, I'm going to look past this one. I'm going to really kick it out of the park. And the meeting was at 10, and I missed the whole fucking thing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I was very popular. Very popular. Especially with
10,
my...
10 in the morning, you mean? Like you missed it? Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I think I was cutting my hair as the meeting was going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, and you know what? No, I'm going to blame you because...
We were on the phone.
My buddy tried to call me to tell me if the meeting was on. I looked down, he was calling me. I said, oh, I'll be talking to Chris in a week. Can you imagine? And you know who called me. I don't want to say his name, but Dave. Anyway, I don't say his last name. But Dave called me to tell me, and I was talking to you, and I looked down and went, oh, Dave calls me. I'll talk to Dave in a half hour. That's fine.
Yeah.
And any other day, I would have answered that call. You don't talk to me every morning. It's once a month, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, how's that for the stars aligning for me to miss that meeting? I could not believe it. And, buddy, I was so convinced that meeting was at 3. That I canceled.
Well, hopefully it wasn't the end of the world. You
not
know,
likely, but I don't think it is.
Yesterday, you know, we talk about this. Yesterday's history, when there's no point in dwelling on it. I love the fact that we're doing this early in the morning. It's 7-something here. I've been up since about 5:30. As I mentioned, I'm up in Northern Ontario, so I watched the sunrise over the lake. I meditated by the water. I could actually, the lake was so still that when I walked down, it was still dark. I could see the stars in the lake.
Oh my, that
How
must
cool.
have been unbelievable.
Yeah. So just looking forward to, you know, this is just a great start to the day for me. It's very therapeutic. It lifts me up. I feel very excited about it in general. Now excited to start my day. As I said, I'm doing some landscaping work here. I'm just about to finish up. It's been an incredible project. I'll share some pictures with you later. It's just been a great way to start the day. I love talking to you. I love working on ourselves together. And I love the fact that hopefully we'll help some people by just communicating some of our experiences, some of our thoughts, some of our methods, to just, you know, surviving life. Cause it's, life is not easy. It isn't. No, if anyone tells you it is, they're wrong. Stuff will
you know
come
what?
up.
I'm going to be an asshole, and say goodbye. Cause it's about to shut off.
All right, my friend. I love
All
you
right.
So much. Know that.
You too, pal.
Came to say that to another grown man, and I hope you have a wonderful friend.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Chris.